Right, now it's time to make the filling for the lemon cheesecake. And it's a very simple filling. All it consists of is cream cheese, sweetened condensed milk, and lemon juice. So I'm going to get a bowl to make the filling in. And I'm going to see if I can find my stick blender so I can use that just to make the filling nice and lump free. So where is it? It's knocking around somewhere, and there's half of it. Might help if I had the other half, the important half, because it's got the plug on it. There it is. So let me put this together. Okay, so I'm going to use the blender to, it's a stick blender I'm going to use to make the filling with, to make it nice and smooth. So I'll just plug that in, and then we'll start on the filling. Well, filling, topping, whatever you like to call it. Anyway, let me just move this lot out of the way. All sorts of junk on my work surface. So turn that on. Ready? Okay, so all we need for the filling, topping, or whatever you like to call it, is a 200 gram tub of full fat Philadelphia cream cheese, which I have here, and which I've taken out of the fridge just to bring it up to room temperature. Well, maybe not quite room temperature, just to help soften it a bit. So that's gone in. Just make sure it's plain cream cheese. You certainly don't want lemon cheesecake made out of cream cheese with garlic and herbs, because that would not do. So it's that. And the next ingredient is a 397 gram or 14 ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. The Philadelphia is 200 grams, which is about 7 ounces for those who use imperial measurements. So I'm going to open up the tin of condensed milk with my posh little electric tin opener. Look, Mum, no hands. Some stuck onto the lid, and I'm going to be a bit naughty and just lick the lid. Yummy. Yummy. I know it's a bit naughty and I shouldn't be doing it, but I've never cut my tongue yet. Right. Okay, so we tip this in with the cream cheese. I'm going to need a spoon. Just get the last bits out. Waste not, want not. And as it happens, I have a spoon here, making a right old sticky mess with this. So, just get all the condensed milk out, because this means you don't have to use whipped cream or sugar in this recipe, you just use the condensed milk instead, and you've got everything you want. Now when you first mix this together, it might seem rather runny and you're going to think, oh my god, that's never going to set.